everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
We're back, baby. Did you miss us? And we have a great show for you today.
The L.A. crew and Gary will be joining us, of course.
And Brad is out today, but the hilarious Tammy Mack from Fox Soul TV is back dishing with us.
And we have many stars on the show today. Salma Hayek, Tiffany Haddish, Billy Porter, and the cast of the new comedy Like a Boss, sitting down with Andrew Forney to talk about their new movie.
And, of course, we have lots of juicy celebrity gossip, baby. Robert Kardashian is making some wild claims about Blac Chyna that will leave you speechless.
And what celebrity used a vision board to find a wife, and who has a 24-hour rule about lying to their spouse?
All right, now, Brett and I did it first, but now it's your turn, Headcrack. That's right, Gary and Headcrack answer some of the craziest questions from our fans.
Man, we got all that and so much more, so don't go nowhere. Let's do this.
Headcrack, Portia, always good to have you back, and it's always good to have Tammy Mack in the house.
Yay!
Tammy Mack!
Yay! Yay!
Okay, we have a ton of stuff to talk about, so we're going to get right to it. Now, Rob Kardashian has pretty much been out of the spotlight for a while since his breakup with Blac Chyna, since a reality show ended, but it seemed like for a while they were co-parenting. Everything was going pretty well for Baby Dream.
Yeah.
For like 2 weeks.
Yeah, all that's changed now. Rob has now filed for primary custody of Dream, who is 3 years old, by the way, and in court papers, Rob accuses Chyna of doing cocaine, always being drunk, and spending $600 a day on alcohol.
Damn.
I think
is she single?
Yeah, I think she is. That's Blac Chyna Kramer all of a sudden.
Definitely don't think she's doing cocaine. If you have ever watched Blac Chyna on her reality show, she has the most. Her expression is so dead. Like, people who aren't on, like, cocaine are, like, up. They're, like, you know, moving.
Maybe she's like cocaine and Botox. You just can't move your face.
Maybe she's not doing cocaine. She's only smelling it.
Right. She just likes the smell. Just likes the smell.
I think we're taking the $600 of alcohol a little far. Because
I don't
believe
that.
I mean, what if she just bought an ace of spades?
Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean?
But $600, I think that's much. I think he's inflating that number. That's impossible.
A while back, where Kendall Jenner was on James Corden show, but I think who was filling in for James at the time?
Harry Styles,
and he asked her which Kardashian is the best parent,
yeah.
And she said it was Rob.
Now, here's the thing, too. Rob's sister Khloe is backing him up as well, not just Kendall, saying that when Dream comes back from being with her mom, Blac Chyna, she's more aggressive. Khloe says she's heard Dream say she doesn't want to go back with her mom.
And out of all the Kardashians, I think Rob produces the most milk.
Yeah. I agree.
There's a tad bit of seriousness here because Blac Chyna and her mother, Tokyo Toni, they have a very volatile relationship. That mother-daughter relationship is toxic on 10. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? So if that generational curse is passing down to Blac Chyna and Dream, I don't know. Rob might have a point.
All right, y'all, so we have a new inductee into the Hall of Fame of questionable accents. Now, of course, Madonna is the one that we think about first, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Her or Portia.
Mm-hmm. Next. Right after Madonna, for sure.
She's in the conversation. Yeah. Now, the Queen of Pop is also the queen of the phony accent. Now, when she was married to British director Guy Ritchie, she sounded like pure royalty. Then there's Gary's cousin, Meghan Markle, as he likes to call her. She actually did become royalty when she married Prince Harry, but she's an actress, so when she started to sound British, people thought she was being a little extra and playing a part.
Right.
But the new crazy fake accent award has to go to Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks. Now, Tom was honored with a special award at the Golden Globes, and Chet posted this video from the red carpet, and my man got all kinds of reactions, ranging from praise to claims of just outright cultural appropriation. Check it out.
Oh, my God.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chet, and I coming straight from the Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? My father Tom Hanks presenting in a what soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Tammy, there was actually some people who thought he was Snow, the informer.
Oh, man.
No, wait, I'm with Tammy on this one. That was cute.
He is a rapper, so yeah, I've heard some of his stuff. He is a little, y'all. I mean, he is a little bit.
And he's from acting royalty, so he's maybe throwing out his accent skills trying to be an actor.
And he lives in the Palisades, you guys. Like, come on.
I swear to God, if I was on the red carpet and I did that, I would have so much hate.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, man. Big up.
You'd have hate from security guards. What the hell are you doing here on the red carpet? Get out of here.
Get her out. Go.
I would text Heidi immediately. What are you doing? Delete that girl.
Little do y'all know, that's how white people talk when they drink Red Stripe beer.
Yes.
Hooray, beer.
To your defense, though, Heidi, if I would do an accent on the red carpet, it would be cultural appropriation because I don't even sound half as good as Chet does.
But nothing beats Portia's English accent.
Oh, Portia.
Let it run.
Of course. I'm going to give you my accent today.
That's so bad. That's her English accent.
I sorted out to give me a minute. I'm trying to get it together. I got to call Meghan Markle to see how she's doing today.
You sound like Sean Connery in The Untouchables.
Greta Thunberg.
You just turned into a leprechaun.
Can you talk like that, but talk about the bad environment that's happening right now?
But you know what? Fires, it's just very concerning to me.
All right, well, on their podcast wind down, Jana shared some of the tools they use to rebuild their relationship and trust. Check this out.
So there's something that I know has worked and we learned from therapy is the 24-hour rule. So you have 24 hours, if you lie, to come back and say, hey, you know what? I messed up. That was a lie. And that shows change. That shows some honesty. That shows a little growth. But I would say get into therapy because it's worth it.
That shows... You're a liar.
Right, exactly.
That is complete nonsense. That's like punching somebody in the face and then immediately going, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean I would have got into me.
Yeah.
And then they're like, cool.
This is so crazy to me because honestly, I have lied before, right? But after 24 hours, if you start to believe the lie, then I'm really not going to tell you that I lied.
It allows you to build up the lie better and add more layers to the lie.
If the lie works and sits for 24 hours, I'm not about to tell you I lied. If it's working and you believe it.
Ooh, damn, you're Portia. Shady, Portia.
Does Dennis watch this show?
You're passionate about that thing.
Wow, okay.
No, the point is I just don't lie.
But here's the deal. Here's what's beautiful. Maybe this is why she stays with him. She's a country music singer. Mm. This writes itself.
But
a husband cheating.
He's her muse.
Yeah.
24-hour lie. Yes, Tammy.
I got your 24-hour liar. You got 24 hours to tell the truth.
Tammy, it's always fun having you on the show, and you've been doing the Tammy Mac late night late show on Fox Soul TV for a while now, but something's happening on Monday, very, very special day.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, it is the official launch of this new digital platform called Fox Soul from Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the official.
It's the official.
I got it. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That sounded good to everybody, which how did it not sound great? Where can people watch it?
All you have to do is log on to foxsoul.tv. Or you can download the app, Fox Soul, and you can watch several talk shows. And, of course, the Tammy Mac Late Show, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern on Fox Soul.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, y'all, up next, Head Crack and Gary share some romantic time together. I didn't know about this, Head Crack.
What?
They answer some questions together. Coming right back.
Dish Nation.
Oh, my neck and my back have been really aching from my lack of sleep. And I mean, I keep having this damn nightmare that I'm married to Kim Kardashian.
Well, Gary, I feel your pain, and I often have a hard time falling asleep at night or staying asleep. And sometimes I wake up feeling stiff in the morning. Though I gotta admit, never had that dream, though, and it actually doesn't sound that bad to me.
Now, I spend way too much money on a mattress and still don't get a good night's sleep.
Well, sleep is important, and the quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life. When I get a good night's sleep, I feel like I can conquer the world.
Right. Now, my ability to be happy and productive depends on my ability to get a good night's sleep.
Well, Gary, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you gotta try a Purple mattress. Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses a one-of-a-kind purple grid. It's nothing like the memory foam that I'm used to. The purple grid feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero-gravity-like feel, so it works in any sleeping position.
But, honey, what if I don't like it?
Well, you get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and return.
So now, where do I sign up? Because, honey, I'm trying to get a good night's sleep tonight.
Well, you're going to love Purple, and right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to all the great deals that they offer site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text D-I-S-H to 84888. That's D-I-S-H to 84888.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, hey, Kirk, why in the hell do you have me here, honey? What the hell is going on?
Gary, calm down and sip some tea. Remember when Portia and Brad sat here and answered questions submitted by the fans? We're doing the same thing. It's our turn now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're always dishing on tea on everybody else, so they want to know what's going on in our lives.
Oh, really? Also, our lives are that important. They want to know what's going on?
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you some questions that have been submitted by the fans, and you're going to answer them as honestly as you possibly can. It's almost like we're interviewing each other.
Okay. But you can tell them about us, though.
Yeah. So here's the first question. It's from 90s Hip Hop Fan, and the question is, Gary, do you really like Portia and Brat?
In what way?
Like, as human beings.
Oh, no, I love them as human beings. I mean, I definitely love them as human beings. I mean, sometimes, you know, Portia and I are born under the same astrological sign, but sometimes she can work my damn nerves.
Okay.
And Brat, I mean, you know, it took a minute for me and Brat to kind of to gel, but I like them both as human beings. I like them.
Okay.
Nicole Williams_4 asks, Headcrack, would you ever do music with the Brats?
Absolutely. We just need the right beat.
So you don't think Brandon got a little older and hard to do rap?
Like Fine Wine, she's gotten better.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh.
All right, so now, Gary, Yoshi Dreams wants to know, who is your male celebrity crush?
I was watching Sanford and Son the other night. And, you know, you remember Lamont?
Yeah.
I loved back in the day when they used to wear the tight pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just something that resonated with that made me just think, oh, that was really nice back then.
I feel like those pants are probably tighter now.
Yeah. So I don't really have a male celebrity crush. I mean, besides you, but...
Why?
You know.
Who's your female celebrity crush?
I used to like Portia back in the day, honey, until she got pregnant.
Oh, word. Somebody already claimed that territory?
Yeah.
Somebody marked their spot?
Yeah. So it was just like a dog, honey, didn't mark the spot or something like that.
All right. All these questions are flying in, and I actually have a question that I want to know from you, Gary.
What?
What was the name of the last woman that you dated? And if you got her on the phone right now, what would you say to her?
Well, I would tell her, say, girl, you see there? If you would have just worked with me and helped mold me and make me into the man that I could have been for you, you know, it wouldn't be this way. You would now be living a nice, comfortable life.
See?
And everybody would know your name. It'd be like, cheers. You would go where everybody know your name.
See, spoken like a true pimp. You can tell by the rings and the fur. That's Gary with the tea, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, you guys, you know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Oh, my God. This is so great. Ladies are going to love it. I even think you guys are going to love it, if you're really honest with yourselves. It is the Person Lit Nylon Crossbody Bag with Purse Light. It's luxurious, it's classy, and it has supreme organization.
Look at this thing. I'm going to have to get my wife one of these. It's quality.
It's really nice.
Oh, wow, look. There's a light inside.
There's a light.
You can find your stuff. Let's turn it on. Oh!
Look at that. See, guys can have fun with it, too. The great thing about this purse is that it's big enough to be your everyday bag, but it's also small enough that you can remove the strap and then drop it into a bigger bag
so
you can stay organized.
That it has that light in it so you can find what's in your purse.
Right.
If it's like you're in a club or something, you got to find something. So, like, I look in here and I swear I keep my umbrella in here.
Yeah.
I can also, let's see, I keep my spaghetti sauce.
You just never know when you might need that.
And look, you know, who knows? It'll be a little festive time of year.
Oh, my God.
Christmas decoration.
All of that. All
All of that fit in there?
I mean, it's crazy.
Now, I'm going to have to buy more than one of these.
Of course.
How many colors do they come in?
Okay, so they come in black, nude gold, which I have. Tammy has the red one. There's also navy and leopard print, which Frank has. Now, usually these run as high as $79, but for our dishettes out there, it's only $29, and all you have to do is go to morningsave.com and just tell them Dish Nation sent you. It's that easy.
That's good stuff. All right, coming up, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with the boss ladies, Selma Hayek, Tiffany Haddish, and Rose Byrne to talk about their new movie, Like a Boss.
Yeah.
So keep it here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. The new movie Like a Boss hits theaters tomorrow, and our guy Andrew Freund got to sit down with Salma Hayek, Tiffany Haddish, Rose Byrne, and the rest of the cast to dish all about it. Check it out.
If you want to be a businesswoman, you're going to have to act like a boss. You have to fire him.
What? Don't hate me. Hate Mel. It was her idea.
What? What the fuck is your idea?
Hey, witness my tragic moment.
Clara Luna is introducing a new product at her launch party.
She just wants to steal our ideas.
We gonna break this bitch's back.
Oh! Yours are made of stone!
It's going down for real.
Who are the bosses in your life? Who do you look up to as a boss?
My two-year-old's pretty bossy.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's El Jefe. He's just like, just bossing me around all day. Do this, do that. So I try to, you know, extend my authority, but I don't know. No, he's pretty bossy.
Right.
I would say, yeah, family is pretty bossy, right? Bossy.
Yeah.
Because really want your family to do well.
Yeah.
So I would say that. And then I have multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the one in there, Tiffnicity, that really runs the show.
Okay, Tiffnicity.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to cross Tiffnicity.
Mm-mm. You don't want to cross her. But she's also the mastermind behind all the excellence.
Okay. When you got your first big boss paycheck, what did you splurge on when you got that first big check?
A house.
Okay. What would you two invest $1 million in? Because Salma's character invests $1 million in the company, in the film. If you guys were going to invest $1 million in something, what would that be?
Weed.
Weed, okay. That's smart.
I'm trying to figure it out right now, actually. I got my business person on it right now.
Okay, all
weed.
Right. All right, we got weed.
You.
I have too many friends in weed right now.
I have a boss, and he's from Paraguay. So he sent me a question for me to ask you in Spanish. Now, I only have a 3-year high school.
Oh, you're gonna butcher it.
Mi jefe adora tu trabajo como actriz desde que eras Teresa en tu primera telenovela. De todos los personajes que has interpretado desde ese entonces, ¿cuál quisieras volver a interpretar?
You just insulted me, you know that.
What? No, you're
No, I don't even, they're gonna beep you nonstop.
No, you're lying.
No, you just said like one bad word after another.
No, you're lying.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I think he's planning on firing you. And he gave you these stats so that he can tell you that you were obscene on, you know, national television.
I didn't insult Salma.
Oh, my God, you have a naughty, naughty boss.
Tell Joaquin. It's Joaquin.
Joaquin!
Say
no, I'm just kidding. You're just asking me out of all the characters since my first role in Teresa, which one would I like to?
I'm like beat red right here.
Actually, you did a very good job.
Now I know Tiffany knows Hebrew. Can we take this out with a little Havana Gila, Tiff?
Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, baby, it's my heart. Havana Gila, Havana Gila.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we are in our second week of the brand new year, 2020.
Wow.
So I just want to make sure everybody's worked on their vision boards, right?
I'm already done.
Vision.
I'm working on mine this weekend.
Headcrack's working on his this weekend. Well, you're not alone because this Saturday is National Vision Board Day.
Woo-hoo!
Who knew it was such a thing? And Kellan Lutz of the Twilight movie series has an annual vision board party.
Lame.
And he shared one thing that was on a previous vision board that came to fruition. Check it out.
Before I was married, I pulled, you know, I ripped something off with a wife, like a marriage thing, and then my wife came that next year, you know, so okay. It's like stuff.
Casting vision.
Yeah, get out
there. Vision. You find that okay. it comes,
and it's fun going back and then seeing all your boards and being like, oh, that came true. That came true.
When you're rich and you have visions of things that you could just kind of afford to do,
yeah,
it doesn't really need a vision board.
This is a to-do list.
Yeah. Sure,
I actually don't do vision boards. I call it my brilliance board. Mm. And it's a lit, like, it's pictures and photographs of things that I've accomplished and achieved in my life.
Damn.
So that way I can look at what I've accomplished and be excited about
so
what's coming forward.
It's called look at me, look at me.
Yeah. I put food on one of my vision boards because I wanted to be healthier, but the reverse happened. I just got fatter.
Oh,
yeah.
You put the wrong food.
I did.
Yeah.
I just need to work my vision in 2020. I can't see anything anymore. Like,
hello, Grandpa.
Hell with the board. I need vision.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.